Hi, are you my Uber? Yeah, I'm Emma.
Is it cool if I sit in the back? I'm not trying to be like, I don't know, a princess or anything, but okay, cool.
I'm good. You? Huh? No, it's just me. Right. It's a college town. You're probably used to getting like large hordes of people in here, especially when you're picking people up from parties. But yeah, no, just me. Yep. Just on my way home. No, I came here with a bunch of my friends, actually. I just wasn't feeling great, so I bailed. Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm only a little tipsy. Don't worry. I won't make a mess, I promise. My friends wouldn't have let me leave alone if I was that bad anyway. Oh, you don't even wanna know. How's your night going though? Really? It's a Friday night. I guess it is still pretty early. Yeah, no radio's fine. Oh, you're one of those drivers who has candy. Sweet. Is it free? Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Oh. Okay, I'm really gullible, all right?
Thanks. Let's see. Wow. Okay, which one do I want? Oh, I haven't had a Tootsie Pop in forever. I'm taking that one. Nothing. I just realized I guess I'm not really in the mood to eat right now. I'll save it for later. No, I'm fine. Really, thank you. Seriously, it's. Don't worry about it. You seem like a pretty sophisticated man. You definitely don't want to hear about my stupid boy problems. Oh, really? How old is she? Me? I just turned 18, actually. Last week, in fact. Thanks. Your daughter's really lucky to have you. My dad loves me and all that, but he's kind of emotionally inept. He left all the talking about my feelings stuff to my mom. Bless her. Well, okay. If you really don't mind. It's so embarrassing. Okay, so, well, basically, I just graduated high school in May, and I wanted to get as far away from my hometown as I could, and so I picked this college, which is 7 hours away from home. And my boyfriend. Well, I guess now ex-boyfriend, but I'll get to that. He graduated from high school 3 years ago, and he keeps saying he really wants to go to school, and he's gonna, but he's just focusing on his music right now. And, like, that's really great and all, but I don't know. I really thought we were, like, in love. You know, I honest to God thought he was the one. Like, we were gonna get married or whatever. I don't know. We were together for 2.5 years. I mean, now looking at it, I am 18 and he's a 22-year-old burnout. No offense to burnouts. I'm just really mad at him right now. I'm so stupid. Anyway, he really has always been a generally awesome boyfriend, but he's been acting insanely jealous ever since I got to school. And I don't know, I put up some picture on Instagram of me and my friends going to our first frat party a few weeks ago, and I was in this like dress, okay? which, granted, it was not the most modest attire. Actually, it's kind of like the one that I'm wearing right now, but it was white instead of blue. No, it is blue. It's just very light blue, and it's kind of dark right now, so you can't really tell probably, but okay, that's that's not the important part though. So, the dress that I was wearing in the picture was even tighter than the one that I'm wearing right now, and that picture, I feel like, was kind of the start of it getting really, I don't know, intense, I guess, of him, like, accusing me of how I'm gonna find someone better, and talking about how I'm trying to lure guys in with my choice of outfit. Whatever. He calls himself a feminist. Like, okay, Tyler, but I've been really trusting of him, and okay, well, I'll just cut to the chase. It's literally been just barely over a month into my first semester at college, and all this time he's been so worried about me cheating, right? And then he calls me while I'm at this party having a grand old time to tell me that he hooked up with some girl from our high school, and then he broke up with me over the phone. Like, he didn't even give me the opportunity to break up with him.
Go ahead.
I get that it probably has nothing to do with me, and with how insecure he was acting, I should have seen it coming a mile away, but it all just makes me so sad. And no, wait, before you say anything, I already know that I'm dumb. Like, I get it. I know that I'm that girl. Man, it really doesn't get any more that girl, does it? I'm that girl. I'm her. Fuck. Okay. Whatever. That's fine. Sorry for interrupting you. What were you gonna say? Yeah. Wow. Thanks for that. No, you're so right. It just sucks. Thanks for listening to me go on and on about all of that. No, I don't think I really need anything else. You're just my Uber driver. I mean, like, I could really, really go for a hug right about now. That would probably be really comforting, but that's definitely not your territory to cover. Well, I don't even know you. Well, I guess I do know that you're an Uber driver. And that you have a daughter who's 2 years younger than me, who also has boy problems, and what else? I guess, oh, by the look of that ring on your finger, you've got a wife? Or husband? Wife. Okay, cool. No, I didn't mean anything by it. I just think it's good to not assume, you know? Okay, well, I guess I do know you a little bit. So, if you don't think it'd be weird, I haven't hugged my parents since the summer, so it's been a month and a half since I've had a really good dad hug, you know? Okay. You know what would definitely be weird, though? If I hugged you from behind with your car seat in the way. No, oh my god, don't pull over. I'll just climb over the center console. I'm small. I can make it work. Oh my god, it's fine. Chill out. I'll be fine. Just drive safely. Don't crash the car for like 30 seconds. Oh, oops. Sorry. Shit. I'm stuck. Ow. No, I'm fine. Don't look. Keep your eyes on the road. Just a little wiggling. Okay. And got it. Seatbelt is secured. I really hope you kept your eyes on the road there, because I totally flashed you there for a solid 10 seconds. Sorry about that, if you did see. Maybe I could just put my head on your shoulder instead of a hug for now. I'll definitely take one when we get back to my dorm. We're like 3 minutes away, so I don't want to distract you from driving any further. Thank you. Are you... Nothing. Never mind. This is actually so nice. I used to always do this with my boyfriend when we'd go on these, like, nighttime drives for, like, hours. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I got some of my mascara on your shirt. Shit, I'm so, so sorry. Is there, like, water or mascara or... I mean, not mascara. Napkins or something that I can use to... Are you sure? God, I feel so bad. I, like, word vomited all of my feelings at you, flashed you, got mascara on your shirt. Okay. Okay, all right. No, I'm totally gonna get more mascara on your shirt if I put my head back. Really? Okay, well, if you insist. I'm also just gonna wrap my arms around your arm, if that's cool. Yeah. That one's me, right there. Nope, the next one. Nope, the... like, the one with the... Yes, that one. Yes. Hey, I actually am feeling a lot better than I did when I first left the party, so... Thank you. Oh, right, the hug. I totally forgot. Okay, no, I didn't forget.
God, this feels good. You smell so good, too. Would it be okay if I... give you a kiss on the cheek? Just cause? Or to say thank you? I noticed you kinda, have had a situation growing in your pants for a while now. Did I do that?
Oh, no, don't be embarrassed. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to make that happen or to make you feel embarrassed or... Fuck. Wow. You are so... Nope, nothing. I'm really sorry. I guess that you have some time to take care of that tonight. And I... Nope, I'm actually not gonna say that. Sorry. Well, I was just gonna say that I wish that I could be the one to help you. Sorry. God. I don't know what's gotten into me. Well, actually, I do. I've been really, really, horny since I got here, and, you know, since I was actually faithful, I haven't had sex since the summer, so that's probably what all this is, but that's really no excuse. I'm really sorry. I'll go. What? What for? How could I possibly help you? You're married. Are you kidding me? You were being so kind, like, moments ago. I thought you were a good guy. No, I know, I didn't... Okay, but I didn't mean to, like, show you my panties. I told you not to look. No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I did kiss your cheek, and I whispered directly into your ear, and I was being really flirty, and I'm in this dress. It's only natural that you're feeling this way. No, you're not a bad guy, really. I can tell. Look, I'm just some mildly intoxicated teenage college girl that you met 10 minutes ago.
I am really, really, I am not the guy. Just
try to think with not your dick for a second, you know? You have a wife and a daughter. That's beautiful. I'm not going to be the one who destroys that. Mature for my age. I try to be. But that's good. I'm glad we're on the same page. And if you end up thinking about me when you take care of yourself later, I think that's totally fine. I mean, I know what I'll be thinking about in 5 minutes. Yeah, like when I touch myself, dummy. Like, I'm gonna go make myself cum right now. Okay, bye. Gonna get the door and get out right now. Oh my god. You're bad. Don't make me say it. Okay, you. I'm gonna be thinking about you when I make myself cum. Okay? Now I'm going. You want to know what I'm gonna picture? Look, this is really not... This isn't smart. I'm not dumb. And neither are you. We both know where this is headed. And I'm not letting it go that far. I'm a good girl. Like, on all counts. Plus, I'm really shy. I've really never been good at dirty talk at all, ever. Trust me, it would probably be so awkward anyway, like not hot at all. Okay, fine. It's your funeral. I'm gonna picture this whole conversation that we've had with the hug and the kiss on the cheek, and everything. And how you listened to me and let me cry on your shoulder. And I'm definitely gonna think about that rock-hard bulge that's currently in your pants. And I'm gonna remember exactly how you're looking at me right now, and how you looked at me the moment you rolled down your car window. I'm gonna think about this moment where it's about to end, and I'm gonna imagine that it didn't end right here, and that when I tried to get out of the car, you grabbed my wrist and pulled me back in. There. Is that good? You want more? Come on. Do the right thing. Don't make me stay here and tell you. Okay. I'll picture you pulling me back in, and I'd close the door, and you would tell me that you don't give a fuck about anything except for how much you need to be inside me. How you've needed it from the moment I got in your car. And then I would say, okay, mister, take your cock out. I'll give you what you need.
and I'd slip my panties off and climb over there and get on top of you and ride you until you came deep inside my little soft, tight, warm pussy.
How's that? Your cock looks like it's straining to get out of your pants right now. That can't be comfortable. I should really, really go. Well, what's gonna happen if I stay? Oh yeah? We'll just talk? Yeah? About what? Okay. I guess that's fair. Yeah. Alright. Tell me what you want to do to me. Fuck. No. You're making this so, so difficult. No, seriously, my panties are soaked right now. I need to go take care of this. I'm dying. Seriously.
Right now. I'm getting out. Okay? Goodbye.
Because you're married. That's the commitment of all commitments. You really want me that bad? Look, okay, never mind all of that stuff. We're in public. In your car. In front of my dorm. Where I, like, know people. Furthermore, you're old enough to be my dad.
I'm only 2 years older than your daughter.
Doesn't that make you want to stop what you're doing? Plus, I just met you. And I'm in a vulnerable place right now. It would be so, so wrong. You still want it though, huh? Also, shouldn't you be like working right now? Okay. Look. And maybe I can stay for a second. Just to show you a little bit. So that when you go take care of yourself, after I get out of this car in just a second, you can have some things to picture. Men are like visual creatures, right? So you kind of need this. I mean, do you want to see my panties again? I don't think it's really cheating. You've already seen them. What's the harm in that, right? Here. See? It's a thong. You already knew that, though, I guess. Except now, there's this wet spot. See? Do you like it? Do you want to see more? Then tell me. Tell me to take off my panties. Make me do it. Yes, sir. Do you like it? It's really pink. Maybe it's a little harder to see because there's just the street light, but you can definitely see how wet I am. See if I just barely dip my finger like this. And pull it away. See, it took such a long time before the string broke. If I'm remembering correctly, that means that were someone to fuck me right now, I would totally get pregnant. And I doubt that you have a condom in here, right? Yeah. We're definitely not fucking. But is it cool if I rub my clit a little bit? Just while we're talking here. Would that help you? For later? Cool. Oh, yeah? You wanna taste it? I really, really wish you could. I wish I could taste you. I bet you would taste really good. I can just tell. You're all manly and strong looking and handsome. And you smell so good. Seriously, are you kidding me? I wouldn't be touching myself for you like this if all of that wasn't true. I really like how much bigger than me you are. Would you let me taste you if I wanted to? No, don't take it out. As much as I want you to. We can't, remember? But you know what, though? I could really, really go for that lollipop right now.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna sit here.
Lean back against the door. Can I put my legs in your lap? Cool. Well, one leg on your lap, I guess. Yeah, I think I can just comfortably put my other leg up on the console. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's fine. It's cumbersome. It's a car. Yeah, you can lay your hand on my leg. Please just don't go further up than my thigh, though. I'm just gonna be here,
rubbing my clit. Well, I enjoy this lollipop. Careful. You're getting a little too close to my pussy. I do really like the feeling of your hands on my thigh, though. Does it feel warm? Maybe I'll just come right here. This is honestly so much better than going back into my dorm and trying to silently come next to my roommate. God. I do feel really bad, though. Are you sure you want to keep doing this? I can go. Right now. Anytime. If you say so. It's okay if you want to pretend this lollipop is your cock. You like watching me lick it, all soft and gentle like this. Maybe a couple. Hitting my tongue with it. Yeah, it's okay. Grab my thigh as hard as you need to. Putting it in my mouth. Popping it out. You doing okay over there? Spitting on it to make it even wetter. Does it help if I press my leg down on you? Like this? Just a little pressure. tiny bit of help. Are you sure you're okay? You look a little frustrated. A little angry, even. Why is that? I told you at the start of this we wouldn't be doing anything. Is it because my pussy is millimeters away from your fingers? And I'm pretending to suck your cock? Oh, I'm rubbing my little wet pussy all right in front of you. Come on. Tell me. What's on your mind? We're just here to talk, remember? Let's hear it. Oh, yeah? I'm a little fucking tease, huh? Well, what do you want to do about that? That's all? You just want to slide your fingers in? So? I'm not gonna stop you. Fuck. Oh my god. Damn. Holy shit. Wow, that feels so good. Do you like fucking me with your fingers? You don't look like you feel all that better. In fact, you just look even worse now, mister. You look really mad and really uncomfy. I bet your cock is aching right now. You want to do bad things to me? You want more than this? You're so bad. You don't even care how wrong it is, do you? You want to do it anyway? It's okay. You're not crazy. I mean, fucking look at all of this. All you have to do is tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it, okay? You want to move to the back seat? Okay? No, I'll crawl back over. I'll meet you back there. Oh my god, you took it out. That was fast. Holy shit. Wow, look at that thing. What do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. You want me to suck your cock. Thank God. Fuck. You taste so good. You like having a barely legal little girl sucking on your cock right now. Yeah, so much better than that lollipop. Yeah, you can pull my hair. What? Already? You don't have a condom, though. Fuck. Fine. You're buying the plan B. You're clean, right? Pinky promise? Okay. This is so bad. I want it so much, though. Okay. Here. I'll lean back. Come here. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead. Whoa. Holy shit. That's just the tip. Fuck. Oh my god, it's... You're so fucking big. What? No, I'm fine. Be rough with me. Be gentle. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want to me. Make it worth it. Fuck. Holy shit. Oh my god. You're so good. Oh my god. Oh my god, this feels so much better than any sex I've ever had before. Fuck. Yeah. Feel my little pussy squeezing your cock. This is so wrong on so many levels. Fuck. Oh my god. I just wanted it so bad. But you did too, huh, mister? Kiss me. Oh, kiss me, please. I wanted to kiss you for so long. It's okay if you can't hold back. I've been teasing you for forever. If you want to come right now, that's okay. Yes, inside of me. Hold me down. Yes. Hold me down and come deep inside of me. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Let all your cum go in me. Let it all go. Fill me up with your cum. I'm gonna come too, okay? Fuck. Come in me. Just a few more moments. This feels so good. I've never had anyone come in me before. Not without a condom. No, yeah, definitely no birth control. We should get up. Would you bring me to the drugstore right now so we can get Plan B? Okay, cool. Oh, wow. There's a lot of gum. Oh, and I left a wet spot on the front seat. Shit. Yeah. You're probably gonna have to get your car detailed after all. But let's not worry about that right now, though. One step at a time. Okay. Hey, thank you for all of that. I'm feeling so much better. Seriously. You made it all better.